Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel is clear, with pleasant temperatures across major cities. In Jerusalem, the skies remain bright, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze by the coast. As night falls, expect a mild evening perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Israel has tested over 10-0 countermeasures, yet Hezbollah's FPV drones continue to pose a threat to troops in Lebanon. Hezbollah claims over 70 explosive drone attacks since March. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, shots were fired and several individuals arrested after Palestinians surrounded IDF soldiers in Hebron earlier this hour. This follows multiple weekend attacks against Israelis in the West Bank. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Jared Kushner and the Hamas chief are in Egypt for talks on Trump's Gaza plan. The IDF continues its strikes as Kushner meets with regional mediators. Separately, Axios notes that Kushner is pushing Gaza's demilitarization, meeting Hamas leaders in Egypt. He will head to Israel next for discussions with Netanyahu. And finally, I-24 News brings the latest breaking headlines from the Middle East and around the world. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lebanese journalist Nadim Kotech argues online just minutes ago that Hezbollah bears responsibility for bloodshed in Lebanon. He criticizes President Joseph Ayoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam for their premature labeling of incidents as massacres. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported earlier today that IDF drones dropped explosives on the Ali Altar Ridge in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Shirat Hadin, a legal advocacy organization, highlighted a recent interview with senior Hamas official Ghazi Hamad. They noted his claim that the international backlash against Israel serves as a PR victory for Hamas. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Ynet report, Hezbollah's use of fiber-optic FPV drones represents a significant tactical shift. Despite Israel's extensive countermeasures, these drones have been central to over 70 attacks since March. This ongoing threat underscores the evolving nature of warfare on Israel's northern border and the challenges in countering such technology. Turning to the Jerusalem Post story, the confrontation in Hebron came amid heightened tensions in the West Bank. IDF soldiers found themselves surrounded, leading to shots fired and arrests. This incident reflects the volatile environment following recent attacks in the area and raises concerns about escalating violence. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights Jared Kushner's diplomatic efforts in Egypt. Meeting with Hamas leaders and regional mediators, the aim is to advance Trump's Gaza plan. His visit to Egypt indicates a renewed push for demilitarization talks, even as military actions continue. The outcome of these discussions could significantly impact future U.S. involvement in the region. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Clalit has selected Ayalon to manage long-term care insurance for 2.7 million insured, starting in 2027. This development ensures continuity in care provisions for many Israelis. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covers Finance Committee Chairman M.K. Hanok Milvitsky's critique of Israeli banks, calling them big pigs, and blaming Likud for failing to manage the cost of living. His comments highlight ongoing economic frustrations. And finally, Kotech notes the AI boom is reviving interest in nuclear energy. Major tech companies like Google and Microsoft are investing in reactors, impacting energy strategies worldwide, including Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.